Introduction. A national shift worth examining. The United States witnessed something unexpected between 2023 and 2024, a 24% reduction in drug overdose deaths, as reported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. After years of climbing fatality rates driven by synthetic opioids like fentanyl, this drop marked the sharpest decline in decades. But how did this happen? Public health initiatives, expanded naloxone access, and litigation against pharmaceutical companies are often credited. Yet a quieter movement has been taking root as well, users transitioning to plant-based alternatives like kratom and its derivative 7-hydroxymetragynine, 7-OH. While correlation does not prove causation, the timing raises important questions. Is it possible that this lesser-known alkaloid is helping some Americans avoid relapse, reduce dependence, or reclaim function? This article doesn't claim 7-OH caused the drop. Instead, it presents an informed, evidence-linked framework to ask, what if part of the answer lies outside the pharmaceutical model entirely? What is 7-hydroxymetragynine, 7-OH? Origin. A naturally occurring alkaloid found in trace quantities in the kratom plant, Mitragyna speciosa. Mechanism of action. Partial mu opioid receptor agonist, exhibiting G-protein biased activity, offering analgesic effects without the full suite of opioid side effects. Structure. Chemically similar to other opioid compounds but derived from a botanical source. According to research published by Krugel et al., 2016, in the Journal of Medicinal Chemistry, PMC 6598155, 7-OH selectively activates analgesic pathways while minimizing beta-arrestin recruitment, a known contributor to respiratory depression and tolerance seen in full opioids. Structure-activity relationship, SAR, 7-OH has a unique affinity for the mu opioid receptor, displaying higher potency than mitragynine, lower euphoria relative to morphine or fentanyl, minimal respiratory depression at therapeutic doses. This chemical specificity suggests a potentially safer pharmacological profile deserving of further study, not prohibition. The timeline of public interest Google Trends shows a steady rise in search volume for terms like 7-hydroxymetragynine, 9,900 plus monthly, 7-OH subreddit, active peer support community, 7-OH Kratom, and 7-OH tablets, consumer-driven demand. These search trends began accelerating in late 2023, just months before the CDC began documenting the national decline in overdose deaths. The public, it seems, is seeking alternatives. User-reported effects of 7-hydroxymetragynine harm reduction platforms and private surveys conducted by advocacy groups Harthave documented recurring themes among 7-OH users. Reported benefits: rapid relief, approximately 15 to 30 minutes, for physical pain and emotional distress, decrease in opioid cravings and use, stabilization of mood and energy levels, return to daily functioning, work, family, self-care, functional outcomes. Name reported conditions opioid use before after 7-OH comment Cody G. Ood, depression 80 to 100 mg per day 0 mg, performed better than Suboxone for me. Brittany J. Lupus, PTSD, anxiety SSRIs and benzo mix zero meds. I felt more stable within days. John H. Rheumatoid arthritis tramadol 100 mg per day 50% taper. Pain relief kicks in under 20 minutes. Sarah H. Anxiety, panic attacks SSRI. Kratom 7-OH only? It gave me clarity without sedation. These statements were self-submitted with consent and reviewed for inclusion in harm reduction research reports. 7-OH versus other compounds. A comparative chart features 7-OH oxycodone, morphine kratom, full plant, origin plant alkaloid, fully synthetic, opiate natural, full spectrum onset 15 to 30 minutes, 20 to 45 minutes, 45 to 60 minutes respiratory depression, low high low moderate euphoria, mild high mild withdrawal severity, mild moderate, dose-dependent, severe mild legal status, U.S., gray zone controlled substance legal in most states. The takeaway? 7-OH occupies a middle ground, more targeted than kratom, less risky than opioids. Why correlation still matters? The scientific community often emphasizes that correlation does not equal causation, and rightly so. But correlation still invites investigation. The CDC's 2024 data, 24% drop in overdose deaths, aligns with surging interest in plant-based harm reduction, growing adoption of 7-OH as an opioid alternative, online communities sharing self-treatment protocols, IF users are using 7-OH to taper off more dangerous substances, and finding success that's worth investigating, not silencing. Policy implications. A premature ban, scheduling 7-OH could criminalize non-problematic use, cut off access for those tapering off opioids, halt research before it matures. In contrast, a regulatory sandbox, similar to the FDA's extended access programs or the Kratom Consumer Protection Act, KCPA, could allow scientists and clinicians to gather real-world data in controlled environments. Why Now Matters. NIH has signaled interest in biased opioid agonists, NCCIH lecture. The DEA is reviewing multiple kratom-derived compounds. Policymakers are under pressure to do something in response to fentanyl. A knee-jerk ban may feel like action, but it could foreclose promising alternatives. Questions policymakers should be asking: are people using 7-OH instead of opioids? If so, is this reducing harm? Are there verified community datasets available? Groups like Arrowid and Reddit's r/7-OH offer patient narratives. What is the actual abuse potential of 7-OH in the wild? Has it appeared in street markets or emergency room data? Does banning 7-OH solve a problem, or create one, especially for those mid-taper or already stabilized? Public health versus fear-based policy. America has a long history of banning substances before the research catches up. Cannabis, criminalized for decades despite emerging evidence of safety. Psychedelics, denied psychiatric applications due to cultural panic. Let's not make the same mistake with 7-OH. When overdose deaths finally begin to decline, we should be amplifying all potentially contributing factors, not discrediting them without study. Conclusion: an open data future. If we want to end the opioid epidemic, we need more tools, not fewer. 7-OH is not a miracle cure, but it may be a tapering IDA pain management tool, a bridge between unregulated botanicals and mainstream pharmacology. With the overdose curve finally bending, it is not the time to slam shut the door on alternatives. It is time to ask, what are people actually using, and why is it working for them? To read more about overdose trends, see the CDC release. To explore NIH perspectives on future analgesics, visit the NCCIH. Disclaimer: this article contains anonymized personal accounts voluntarily provided by individuals who participated in independent harm reduction research efforts. All testimonials have been stripped of personally identifiable information in strict accordance with DEA identification standards. No protected health information, PHI, is stored, transmitted, or published. This content is presented solely for informational and educational purposes and does not constitute medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The information herein complies with applicable U.S. privacy laws, including HIPAA, under exemptions for DEA-identified data used in public health and ethnographic research contexts.